rock climbing will make its debut in the Tokyo Summer Olympics next year, and the U.S. team is training right here in our region. For those climbers competing, the games represent a high point in their career. But not everyone is a fan of making it an Olympic sport. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
I've got to admit, I expected the Olympic Rock Climbing Training Center to be a multi-million dollar sports complex. White walls, bright lights. But instead, it's a cold, dark warehouse near downtown Salt Lake City.
The space is a little dingy.
That's assistant coach Meg Coyne.
But it's ours, and we love it, and it's been great for the training we're doing.
Coyne moved here a few months ago from Atlanta to get the climbing team into shape. They've got less than a year before the sport debuts in the Olympics.
It feels like an incredible race.
Coyne says her team lags behind other countries who have been building their Olympic teams for years. She says Japan especially is a powerhouse.
Oh, Japan is dominant.
Really?
It's Japan, Japan, more Japan, Japan.
So if the U.S. wants to beat Japan, they need to practice hard.
A whole lot of the just nitty-gritty training. It's like you spending skin on the wall.
Spending skin on the wall, what does that mean?
Spending skin means, like, you quite literally wipe off your skin when you're training a lot, like particularly your fingertips, so.
Wow, that's really intense.
Only a handful of the 8 climbers who are training in Salt Lake will make it to the games. One of these Olympic hopefuls is 23-year-old Kyra Condie. She's at the training center climbing and singing along to one of her favorite workout songs. Condie says she loves climbing to fast-paced songs like this.
It makes you want to move. It's like, I don't know. I can't do slow music while climbing.
And that makes sense because Condie is like a hummingbird. She speaks fast and she moves fast. Her expertise is in a style called bouldering. It's like the CrossFit of climbing. The wall is only about 20 feet tall, and soft mats are used for safety instead of ropes and harnesses. Condie leaps onto the climbing wall and shows me. She moves like a cat, controlled and easy. Another style Condie's good at is speed climbing. For that one, the wall is higher and you have a harness and rope for safety. Athletes race each other up identical routes.
And it's about who gets to the top the fastest.
There's also lead climbing, and this is what you probably picture when you think of rock climbing. There are ropes and harnesses, and the routes are long and hard. Whoever gets highest up the wall wins. Normally, these styles are separated into different competitive sporting events, but next year's Olympics are combining all 3 into a single event. Condie says it's like competing in a triathlon. Right now, she's preparing for a qualifier in France.
So, like, you stressed out right now?
Definitely mega stressed out. But I've also been talking to a sports psych for the first time ever, and that's been really helpful, actually.
A sports psychologist is someone who helps an athlete reduce stress and focus on the task at hand.
Kind of like one of the things is, like, you know, you don't want to be competing and thinking about, like, oh my God, am I going to make the Olympics? Oh my God, is this going to happen?
Still, she can't help but think about Tokyo next year.
It's a really exciting prospect. I've always been a really big fan of the Olympics, and so, like, the idea of being there is crazy to me.
But climbing in the Olympics isn't for every climber. Free solo superstar Alex Honnold told one news outlet that he wouldn't even qualify for the Olympics because it tests a totally different skill set than his. He's best known for climbing 1,000-foot cliff sides, outside without rope. But this is indoor, competitive climbing, and not everyone likes it. Patagonia founder Yvonne Chouinard says this kind of climbing has stripped the sport of its essence as a purist outdoor endeavor.
With any sport, you know, this is a deterioration.
That's Chouinard on the hunting podcast Meat Eater. Before founding his outdoor apparel company, he was a climbing pioneer in the 20th century. He isn't a fan of what he refers to as sport climbing.
Well, sport climbing is indoor climbing. It's climbing where there's no risk involved.
Olympic hopeful Kyra Condie acknowledges this tension between climbing camps.
There's always been this kind of, like, trash talk within climbing.
But for her part,
I personally don't like it when people, like, you know, hate on one aspect versus the other, because we all love the same thing. Like, we all love climbing.
And now Condie hopes to make history by becoming one of the first climbers to make it to the Olympics. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.